You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. And you guys are all with us, and we appreciate that. So we got three lines jammed up and one line open for you, 860-522-9842. And since you're nice enough to call, the first thing we're going to do is get to those calls. Because otherwise, we'd be boring you with all sorts of talk about Bitcoin. Which you won't, and bankers, which is the next topic I want to talk about, but we'll see how that goes. Bitcoin and bankers shouldn't go together, but it's going to be. Let's go to Ken in Maryland. Marlboro, Maryland. Sorry about that, Ken. What's up?
No, I'm not in Maryland. Okay. Got a question. I'm a bit of a dinosaur, and I am rocking an old Yahoo email with a snet.net tag on it.
Yikes.
And a couple of days ago, they had, I guess, a broad outage with Yahoo. And first I thought it was me, then realized, I guess, it was a major problem.
It was.
And then when it came back up, I noticed they made some improvements to it. So I suspect maybe they foobarred something while they were playing with it.
Oh, yeah.
But my question is, do you think there's I've been doing this. I've had this T-mail since the 90s, and I've got an immense amount of history and emails in there.
Yeah.
And folders. Is there any risk that they're going to eventually just totally discontinue that email? Or is there a way to migrate all my stuff onto a new platform, or is it just impractical?
So yes to both answers. It's guaranteed that they'll turn that off on you someday.
Someday.
The cloud is there's nothing permanent about the cloud, and you're not paying a penny for that Yahoo account, are you?
Or no SNET, way. Yeah.
Yeah. SNET, yeah. So you're at SNET. SNET has not existed.
I think it got taken over by Yahoo, and now it's, I think, under AT&T.
Who knows? Who knows? The point is, so to your first question, yes, there's a high risk that your account could get blown away at any point. You're not paying for it, right? Why? They're not doing it out of the kindness of their heart, so you got to ask yourself why they might be doing it. But secondarily, our email addresses should be considered more seriously, right? You wouldn't have you even pay for a post office box if you needed a post office box, right? If you want to be taken seriously, you should go ahead and get a private email box from a private company and pay them for it. That way, it's always going to be there for you until that company goes away, which could happen too. So even my solution could be one that goes away if the company goes away. But the scenario you have now is you're not even paying for it, so the risk is higher. Also, all that data, yes, you can migrate it. The answer to your question, you can migrate it. You go ahead and it'll just synchronize. That's kind of how IMAP works, and it'll synchronize over, and that's not a big deal generally. But you have an awful lot of Ken data sitting on SNET servers, don't you?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. And,
and I refer back to stuff from a decade or two ago occasionally.
Well, then you're weird, but we won't go there. just kidding. So, yeah, you have all that could go away tomorrow. Yeah. And so you can download it, make it a local mailbox, and then kill your mailbox that's out there on this SNET server Yahoo account. Get a private account. We recommend Proton. And you can be at whatever your last name is. So you can go to GoDaddy and say, hey, I want to be Ken at Mr. Maryland and .com. And you go ahead, and now you're Ken at MrMaryland.com. Everyone knows that. And any of you know you're from Marlboro. And basically, you always be that. And now you're more real rather than being some easily spammed person at SNET.net. Does that make sense? I mean, I can tell you it's going to go away. We get calls like this all the time where they're gone.
I actually know people who had SNET accounts.
Yeah.
And they cannot get to them anymore.
Just disappear.
Yep. They're gone.
That's what scared me the other day, and because I was just trying to get back in, it kept coming up with problems, and then I finally did a little research, and I saw, oh, they're down.
Right, and now you get. Right. Now, let's say you interface your smart home with it, your bank account with it, your financial planning with it, your everything's connected to this cheesy SNET account that could go away tomorrow. Right, your digital life is pretty much connected to this account, right?
That's so you're saying, so what is the email platform you're suggesting?
I like Proton. It's they're a Swiss company. They're in a partnership with MIT.
Yep.
And encrypted email. So the email is encrypted on their servers, meaning no matter what's on that server, they can't get at it. Nobody can get at it. It's actually private, right? The old-fashioned way, private. And
what is the cost for that, you know?
They do, believe it or not, have a free mailbox.
Yep.
But it's low. I can't tell you off the top of my head. I don't have it memorized. But my contention would be it doesn't matter what the cost is because your entire digital life is connected to your email. And if that mailbox just went away today, Ken, what would you do? Do you have a recovery email box? Like a second?
Well, I have my work-related email box.
But. Sure, but did you so a lot of times people are going to have you create a recovery mailbox, right? So when your primary one, like you just had, went away, they want to say, okay, what would be your second way to recover? And you would put in a second mailbox. A lot of times it would be from your internet provider. That might be
it. Right.
But you don't even sound like you have one of those. So if this went away tomorrow, would you not be able to – you're going to go through a lot of pain is my point, getting to whatever services, streaming services, mail, your financial services to reconnect you to at SNET or create a new account from scratch. So I'd tell you to consider getting rid of it sooner rather than later, and I would tell everybody to get a real mailbox rather than this free stuff. Or if you're with your internet provider, which is, again, a reason to keep them sticky, or they want to provide you email so you don't fire them as an ISP or an internet provider, that is a fair enough way to have email because you're paying for it.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
You got it, Ken. Thank you.
Okay.
It is something you guys got to consider.
Yeah, and I'm gonna suggest that everybody get something on the order of an Outlook.com or Gmail account.
Mm-hmm.
Just create one so that you have it, and it becomes your this recovery address for other things.
Right. Enable two-factor authentication.
Enable two-factor on it, of course.
Password,
right. Yeah. But you just keep it in your back pocket. I'm not suggesting that you conduct all your business through it. Just becomes an extra door into your own personal cyber structure, if you will.
Yes, you have a cyber structure. Let's go on to Paul in Middlebury next. What's going on, Paul? Hey, Paul, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, what do you got in the background? It's kind of loud.
I'm parked on the side of the street.
Oh, gotcha.
Motorcyclist.
Yeah.
I got home from work yesterday. And I turn my TV on, and I have volume in the background, but no picture. And it's a Roku, and it says, unplug everything, plug it all back in. And I did, and It didn't work, so I called Roku in California.
Nice.
And I spent two hours on the phone with a guy I could barely understand.
Not so nice.
And I'm not anywhere.
All right.
And, you know, I finally said to him, why can't I just get rid of this Roku and go buy a new one? And he said somebody hacked into my Roku, and that's what the problem is, and they're trying to get rid of that person, but they're not having any luck. So can I just go buy a new one, and it'll be clean and safe?
Well, that's a weird comment to have. He said that, huh?
I'm wondering who you actually talked to. I don't think it was Roku.
I don't think it was either.
I think you talked it to somebody who was probably going to try to scam you.
Yeah. Did you pay him anything?
I went online and Googled it, and Roku, and it gave me the phone number to call.
Yeah, that's not what you do.
Don't do that. I could put in a fake phone number as Roku and be connected to Google.
Yeah, what you want to do is actually go to Roku.com.
Yeah.
And somewhere from inside of their webpage, you get their phone number. You do not go to Google for that. Please don't.
That'd be a weird comment that he made. So we think he's trying to scam you. That doesn't make any sense. That the reason you have no picture is because a scammer's in your Roku.
That's completely insane. Yeah. Come on.
And they wanted to get into my bank account. And I said, why? What does that have to do with?
There you go. You were talking to a scammer.
Are you serious, Paul? They did?
I'm dead serious.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And you hung up at that point?
You hung up? Please, tell me you hung up.
I said to the guy, listen, we've been on the phone 2 hours. I'm fed up. I'm done with this. I'll call you back tomorrow, which is today.
Yeah.
And he gave me his personal cell phone number to call.
Yeah, people do that when they work for corporations. They do that all the time, right, Paul?
I don't know.
No, they don't. Come on. You want to be bothered on your personal cell phone by some ding-dong from Middlebury? Come on. What are you talking about?
No.
All right, stop right there.
Should I just go buy a new Roku? Will that fix the problem?
Most likely that'll fix the problem. Your Roku or your HDMI interface on your TV is having a problem.
Yeah, it could be a problem with that port.
The stuff we hear. You guys freak us out. You guys, both Dennis and I are freaked out. So do you have another TV?
No, I have one TV.
All right. Well, that's an awesome thing.
Do you have a neighbor that you can walk next door with the Roku and put it in their TV?
Because that's all we want to find out is if it displays.
Just trying to test it out.
Can I do that?
Yes.
Plug in somebody
else's
TV?
Oh, yeah. As long as they're a friend. I mean, I would ask them first.
Of course.
Yes.
I don't know. So, yeah, go over to a buddy's house and say, hey, can I plug my Roku into your HDMI port? And if he understands that sentence, turn it on, see if you get a display. If you get a display, it means you get a new TV, Paul. And I will tell you to pick up a smart TV that has this built in.
Yeah, you can get TVs that have Roku logic built in. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
All right. So it could be simple or it could be big.
Well, yeah, a new TV is... I mean, you can get a 55-inch TV at, like, BJ's for $200. I mean, it's not that big.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, my sister lives on my street, so if I go to her house and plug my Roku and it works, then why doesn't it work? Oh, because it's my TV.
You got it, Paul. You're with us.
All right. Okay.
And so, don't call anybody.
Try calling. Okay.
Don't call anybody. You don't call anybody. And next time anybody asks you for your bank account, don't ever Google the way you did. All right? Always go to the actual site. Don't Google and ask for the number of something. It's just not good enough. You need to actually make sure you're on the actual site, no matter what the site is. And the moment somebody asks you for bank account credentials or anything like that, you know you're in trouble. And don't give it to anybody.
And lose that cell number, too.
Yeah.
You don't want to call that.
All right, Paul?
Okay. All right, I'll head to my sister's.
You go. Don't tell her the story. Well, unless you want to help her not do it for herself, too. But she might give you that smack across the head there. All right. Good luck, Paul.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. So Paul probably saved people some misery.
Yeah. And this is a serious problem, too. In the business world, we see it with people trying to solve like QuickBooks problems.
Yeah.
Where they have a problem.
They
Google the phone number for QuickBooks.
Right.
And they end up calling somebody who isn't QuickBooks, and the company behind it is actually called Intuit.
Yeah.
And if you want QuickBooks support, you got to go to Intuit.com and start from there.
Don't Google it.
We'll
got to step out for a quick break. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, Paul was on the crazy train. 2 hours with the Roku support. But yeah, we lost another musician out there.
Yeah.
But we are back. Four lines all jammed up. We do start at 9, guys, but we are doing to get to your calls right now at 10:30 and help you out. Let's go to who's been on the longest here. Mark in Columbia Lake. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
After 10 years of wonderful service, my Hewlett-Packard HP 8710 printer finally took its last print. And so I'm in a home office without a printer.
Mm.
And so I'm calling to find out what you might suggest. The one I purchased 10 years ago, which probably had 25 or so thousand prints on it.
Yeah.
Was purchased from Costco,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and never had a problem with it until it died a couple of days ago.
Yep.
Any suggestions that you might have for home office printers at a big box store, a Best Buy, or a Costco, or some other option?
I like Staples for these types of things.
Yeah, it's a good place to go.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, sometimes the people on the floor actually know the models.
Yeah.
At Staples. And the one product line that I would suggest you look at seriously is Epson Echo Tank.
Mm, yeah.
Now, that's if you want color printing, and I'm not sure if you do or not. Are you interested?
I do.
Okay. look into that, because the Echo Tank in the long run is a little more economical. You're going to pay a little more up front for the printer, but over time, because all you're doing is just pouring more ink into a cartridge that's there forever, it's going to be cheaper. The refills are going to be cheaper. And it's just, like I said, over time, it will be more economical. And we have a bunch of Epson printers that are out in our customer base, and most of our customers that have them like them.
Yeah, we have one in Tab, too.
Yeah, that's true. We do.
Also. Yeah. So check that out.
Does the Epson product have the ability to print on both sides and collate and whatever the word is that...
Yeah.
Collate, yeah.
Keep things in...
It depends on the exact model, but they have a whole range with a lot of different features that you can get. We're going to post a link to an article to their store site on their website that lists the different models. But yeah, you may want to go into Staples, look at what they've got, and actually check. They'll tell you what the features are. You're looking for duplexing and stuff like that.
Right. So that's a good brand. HP, you could always, while you're there, take a look at the HPs. It served you well for a decade. Maybe you want to continue with that. Brother may have some solutions.
Brother has some nice models, too.
So lots of them out there. Probably less than $350, right, would you think, for that type of thing? Well, the collating and duplexing might cost
You're bumping up to the $400 range.
Yeah, those paper paths are a little more expensive.
Yeah, because there's a lot more mechanical work.
Yeah, there might be. That might be about what I paid at Costco.
A decade 10
years ago, plus or minus.
Yeah.
So, well, it was good. It worked, did what it was supposed to do for a really long time. And if I can get something else 10 years from now, you know, we'll worry about that 10 years from now.
There you go. They don't make them like they used to, Mark, but good luck to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, gentlemen.
You got it, sir.
Take care.
You bye-bye. So many options when it comes to printers. So before we get to a call, I just want to bring up this story, the sad prediction. The folks at JP Morgan Chase are going to get into the lending of actual cash because of your crypto holdings. Now, if in 10 years we're bailing out JP Morgan Chase because these ding-a-lings decided to give you real money because of your fake money holdings, after all the bank failures that have happened in the past, dealing with actual assets like buildings and things that made money that still failed, you now think loaning people real money because of your crypto holdings is a good idea. I can point you to about 15 other banking-related approaches that keep having us bail your butts out. I'm going to predict we're going to do the same thing. All right, we are back, and this is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And let's go to Mark in Canton, who's got something going on. What's happening there, Mark?
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for the Aussie intro. That was awesome.
Yeah, man.
We got to do the Farrah's Wear Boots next.
Sure.
Anyway, my problem, first I want to have a public service announcement. If you ever dealt with Ticketmaster, change your password like every other day.
Yep. That could be a thing. Do you have two-factor turned on?
Yes, I do. But some weird stuff started happening to me the other day.
Yeah.
I'm a contractor, and I'm on the job, and I start getting these text alerts. Your passcode is blah, blah, blah for YouTube. Your passcode for Xfinity. Your passcode for Ticketmaster. Mm. I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden it says, your tickets have been transferred to so-and-so. Thank you.
Mm. That's not good.
So I ran home, opened my Ticketmaster account.
Yep.
I couldn't get in.
They changed the password.
The password was changed.
Yeah.
So I hurried up and I went into my account, well, my email, and I changed the password back to something different to me. I go in and look and my tickets were gone. Mm-hmm. I had tickets to an upcoming show at the Oakdale.
Now, Mark, was your 2FA going to your email?
No, it was going to my cell phone.
It was. Okay. Because sometimes if people, the bad guys, are in your email, that's the way they're able to get around this two-factor. So even with two-factor authentication on, they were able to get into your account. Right?
Yep. And I traced it back. I think it came from a Ticketmaster breach last year where they stole everybody's passwords, credit card numbers, and everything.
Yeah, that's fine. But they still shouldn't have been able to do anything because they you got the alert. You didn't put the number in. So they would have had to put that number in somewhere or contact Ticketmaster and say, hey, I'm Mark, and know something about you that Ticketmaster said, oh, I believe you're Mark, so I'm going to go ahead and transfer these tickets. So that's you should be able to call Ticketmaster with that information and ask
them,
oh, what do they say? What are they going to do?
Well, they're going to give me to their fraud department, and they'll get back to me between 3 and 5 days.
Is the concert before 3 and 5 days?
No, it's in October. I got plenty of time. It's you feel violated when this stuff happens.
Yes, sir.
And also, I went to my Venmo account. Oh, the account is locked. I can't get in there. So I changed the password for that account also, and my money's still in that account. I don't have that account linked to any credit cards or bank accounts or anything.
That's good.
I'm safe. It's just whatever's in the account, but it's still there.
Someone's in your email.
Exactly. So I've changed my email password. I've changed passwords on everything.
I hear you. But I think someone was watching your email. Now, what kind of email are you using?
Comcast.
It's Comcast. Okay. Yeah.
And I go directly. I don't go through Outlook. I go directly to Comcast. Xfinity.
Well, Outlook is fine. How you go to it is one thing.
How you read the mail is not a consideration here.
Does your email have two-factor enabled?
I don't think so.
I don't think Comcast offers that for the email accounts.
Well, that'd be another problem. So
it is. It's a big problem.
Most likely, Mark, I'm guessing they got in your account through your email because they were able to say, and you probably put your email address in the Ticketmaster, and they said, well, can we send another method for you? Because the guy said, oh, the bad guy probably said, oh, I wasn't getting the codes. Can you send it via a different method? And they sent it via email. And they were in your email.
I think that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And also, I've been getting alerts from different list servers that they were trying to get into, and they're sending me the email with the one-time access code to punch in to open the account.
Right.
So I've got 20 different list servers and different sites that they're trying to get into using my email.
Right, which means they're in your account.
So I changed my password. Is that enough? Because it is a business email, it's a company name.
Okay, maybe not. So you'd want to contact Comcast and see if they offer a two-factor way to lock this down because...
I think they might.
All right, good. So you need that second factor locked down because that's your snag. If you didn't have that turned on, which it sounds like you didn't, the bad guys got in because of some other breach, right? Some other breach where you used a password for your email that was used somewhere else.
I used the same password for Ticketmaster. And I know that's why you don't use the same password.
Okay. That's why you said this is a PSA. You're doing exactly what we hoped you would do.
I'm a dummy. I didn't listen to everything you guys say.
But it's okay. It's okay. You're helping a lot of people now. So,
life takes over and you try to do things easy. It's like you got to clear your cash and your cookies and all your forms that automatically load and all that stuff.
Yeah. So here's a question. Would you go to bed with your front door wide open?
Nope.
So that's the thing. This is your digital door wide open. So turn on that two-factor authentication. That's probably how this happened. All this stuff they're doing is because they're in your email. And if that's still occurring, it means they got the notice you changed the password.
And what I did the second time, it's like I heard you just tell the last, I don't know, a couple callers ago, you got to have a separate email for the two-factor. And I do. I have a Gmail account, two different Gmail accounts for that kind of stuff.
All right, good.
So instead of having them send it to my cell phone, wondering if they got my cell phone hacked, with Google Voice or something.
That's harder.
So instead of my cell phone, I had them send it to the Gmail account. So
okay, well, the cell phone is, they would have to have an inside person at your cell phone provider that would help for that SIM jacking is what it's called. That's a little harder for them to hack that. And, of course, a Google Voice, they can't spoof it, I don't think, where you would get a two-factor to that because it's going to the SIM. But having a second email as your method of two-factor is a way to do this. Again, make sure that email address has two-factor turned on and a very difficult password. But you've definitely helped some folks. Hopefully Ticketmaster can find your tickets.
Also, can I do one more quick question?
Yeah.
keep getting phone calls, must be 5 or 6 times a week on my cell phone. Wanted to know if I want to sell my house. I mean, I've told them to stop.
Right.
Threaten to call the attorney general, all the other stuff. They just keep calling. What is the scam with wanting to buy my house?
You must have a nice house.
No, I don't, actually. It's just a normal little house.
I would tell you it's probably just legit calling. I can't tell you how much junk mail we get for on our houses, too. So my phone doesn't accept calls. It actually has Google Assistant in front of the call. So the person who's calling me has to explain why they're calling me. And usually the scammer doesn't do that before I then accept the call. So I can reduce my spoof calls by the spam calls by a factor of 1,000. So I don't think you can do much about it other than complain. Make sure your cell phone is on the do not call list, because I suspect they're legitimate people saying.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. And they're just dying to sell a house in Connecticut. I mean, unfortunately, the interest rates are too high. And prices are too high, and they don't have any inventory. So, and they love your house, Mark.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, I'm on changing passwords and codes.
And putting on two-factoring. There you go, sir. And I'm sorry this happened to you.
That's all right. Hopefully I get the tickets back. David Burns rocking nowadays.
David Burns rocking. I don't even know what that – I don't even know that artist.
No, David Byrne from the Talking Heads.
Oh yeah. You might find yourself.
That'd be my beautiful wife.
Yes. All right, good luck, Mark.
Or somebody else's.
Exactly. All right, good luck.
All right, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break, but that's a great example of how this works. If the bad guys get into your digital life, they're going to do it most likely through email. And if your email is not protected to the nth degree with a ridiculously difficult password that you have never used elsewhere and has two-factor authentication turned on, you're definitely just waiting to be hacked. And with that mother of all breaches, right? We talked about
right.
How many records? Billions.
Billions.
The bad guys now can sit back and just go after you. So they're going to do that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Step out for a quick break, not to scare you. We'll be right back. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, and we'll knock off as many calls as we can before the top of the hour, and then Dr. Alessi will be in, and he'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. So let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Charmaine in Hartford next. What's going on, Charmaine?
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. Sure. My computer was recently hacked into.
Hacked in June?
The hacker told me that it was infected by a Trojan, and he showed me something online.
Oh, no.
But he was more interested in my accounts.
Right.
Sure he was.
Yes, so he wanted me to go withdraw my money, and then he'd put it in an escrow to protect it.
Wow, how helpful of him.
So, but what I then discovered, so he wanted me to go right away. And what I then discovered was that the numbers that he had me typing in, it was really numbers that helped him to remotely control my computer. So he was telling me not to turn off the computer. So I turned off the computer anyway, and then I saw this app on it that my computer is remotely controlled.
Mm.
So the app is still on it. So what do I do now to get rid of that app?
What's it called?
And it just says it's remotely controlled. It just tells me that my computer is remotely controlled.
The app tells you that? What's the app called?
Yes. It says remotely controlled.
Hmm.
Yes.
So all the way, so you got all the way to giving him bank account numbers, or you didn't give him bank account numbers?
No, I didn't.
All right, good.
I didn't give him any bank.
So most likely you got a pop-up that said Microsoft, you have a Microsoft issue. This is probably the Microsoft scan.
Yeah. I was on in my email,
mm-hmm.
and I was reading my email, and this loud noise just came and say, call Microsoft at this number.
If we had a nickel for every time we've heard this scam. So don't ever do that again. All right, those are scams. You were definitely on the being scammed, and sounds like you know that. As far as the app that's remotely controlled, Dennis, what we want her to do is, I don't really know which app it is still.
Well, that's the problem,
says,
and there's a lot of different
it
ones.
Ultra Viewer.
There you
All
go.
Right.
Thank you.
Uninstall. Go into Control Panel and uninstall Ultra Viewer. But what I want you to do before you do that is to disconnect the computer from the network. If it's physically wired, I want you to unplug the wire. If it's on Wi-Fi, I want you to disconnect from your Wi-Fi network, because I don't want the bad guy to see that you are actually uninstalling his remote control software. I want him to not be aware that you're doing it.
Or she.
You're
she
right.
Hackers out
You're
there.
Right.
It was a he.
All right. I'm just trying to be equal opportunity here.
No matter what, you want to disconnect the computer from the internet while you uninstall UltraViewer.
So how would I discontrol it from there?
We want you to not. You need the power, but obviously just make sure you're not on the network anymore. You're not logged into the internet, because that's how he's getting to your computer. If it's easier, you can unplug your modem. If that's easier for you, your modem might be from on Comcast or Cox. Who is your internet
from
provider?
Frontier.
Yeah, you can unplug your Frontier modem if that's easier for you. Just turn
unplug the Frontier.
Yeah. Now you'll be disconnected from the internet, and then
uninstall
the UltraViewer.
So unplug the Frontier
mm-hmm.
modem.
Yep.
And then
uninstall.
And then uninstall.
Yep.
The UltraViewer.
Yep. That'll do it.
Or would I uninstall it? Just click on it. Because I've been clicking on the X to see if it would move.
No. You got to go to the add remove programs list.
You open up Control Panel.
Yep.
And then inside of there, it'll have programs and features. And then you're going to click on uninstall a program.
I bet you we could find a link to give you the instructions, Charmaine. We'll find a link on how to uninstall Ultra Viewer. You can go to computertalkwithtab.com to follow those instructions. So you don't unplug your internet yet if you need instructions. But if you just need to go to add remove programs based on, again, what Dennis just said, to try to remove that program for you. Now, it could come back. If it comes back, it means the hacker put something in there to have it come back, and you might need additional help to prevent that. Okay. That could be in your startup, because the hackers like to do that stuff.
At that point, I would wipe and reload the computer.
Yeah, bring it to a professional.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, Charmaine, sorry this happened to you.
How can I prevent that from, because it's happened so many times, someone might kind of hear this loud noise, your computer has been compromised.
All right, I'll tell you how. It's because of where you're surfing. Wherever you're surfing the internet, you're ending up maybe at a, you're surfing for something, and basically because you're surfing there, the bad guys are delivering this malicious software to your computer. And so if you configured OpenDNS and surfed more safely, the hackers would have a lower chance of delivering this malware to your computer. That's a way to do it. OpenDNS.
DNS.
Yes. So it's a little complicated to configure. If you have a 15-year-old in your family, and they might be able to help you.
Okay.
But that's the problem. Wherever you're surfing, wherever you're ending up, you could be getting just access to things that are going to deliver this malware to you. You could also try a program called Malwarebytes to actually be more of a sentinel. But I have found that if you simply don't go down the bad areas of the internet, and by putting OpenDNS in there, it doesn't allow you to, you'll have a better experience. But my own mom, my mom was kind of the same way.
I have McAfee.
Well, it didn't help you in this case.
No, it didn't.
So you can maybe, McAfee may have an upgraded version to help you with malware. You could try that too, but I think if you can get OpenDNS going, that'd be the way to do it.
Okay.
All right, Charmaine. We're going to put some links up there for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So if you find your computer screaming at you to call Microsoft, it's a scam.
Yeah.
Don't ever call that number. Your computer is not that smart. It is not smart enough to tell you to call Microsoft. It barely knows when it has a blue screen of death, right? I mean, it's not smart enough. When has ever the computer been smart enough to say, hey, I'm ill, call somebody? Never.
It doesn't happen.
Not in my lifetime. There is no artificial intelligence out there for that. Let's go to Paul quickly with a data center question. We're coming up the top of the hour, but you know that, Paul. But what do you want to talk about with data centers?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good, thank you. The town of Bloomfield is considering having a data center put in. There's an empty piece of property, 44 acres. Mm. It's in an old tobacco field.
Yep.
And you're looking at a building at about a little over a million square feet.
Yeah.
For a data center. Yep. And I was just thinking about the old NIMBY, not in my backyard. They had some people come in front of the town talking about how they're going to power the place up. And the generators, something around 30 or 35 generators in case the power goes down.
Oh, yeah.
And they also have a noise suppression system that they put on top of the building because of the noise that it generates.
Yeah. Computers.
So I was just trying to get some information from you guys. If you know any, are there any data centers in Connecticut? Are they operating?
There are.
Are there any positives or negatives? I saw that they were only looking to employ like maybe 35 or 40 people.
Yeah, they don't employ many people. We got to talk about this next time we're on, Paul, because we don't have enough time to give this topic enough time, okay?
Okay. Yeah, but we will talk about it.
We will. I want to thank Carolyn for producing, Mike G for posting everything, and we'll see you guys next Saturday.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.